On Wednesday, October 11th, Peterborough Public Health reported this season's first known case of influenza, also called flu, in the region. Dr. Thomas Piggott, Medical Officer of Health, stated that this is an early case of flu in this region, as Sarah Gill from Public Health Communications explains.
Typically, we anticipate influenza to come into the community within around November or December, so this is earlier than typical.
Since this is an early case of flu, public health is rushing to make the influenza vaccine available as soon as they can.
It's always best to have the influenza vaccine available and fully rolled out before influenza actually comes around into our community.
Like we have seen with the COVID-19 vaccines, the influenza vaccine is being made available to those most at risk first and widely available soon after.
Similar to COVID-19, those who would be more at risk for severe symptoms related to respiratory infection like COVID-19 or the flu would be older adults, young children and infants, as well as those who are immunocompromised or have a certain medical condition. These individuals, it's really important for them to receive their vaccine this season. That's for both COVID-19 and influenza vaccines. However, we are recommending everyone over 6 months of age receive their vaccines this fall.
Gill said that both influenza and COVID-19 vaccines should be available within the week, but that people should regularly check Peterborough Public Health's website for vaccine availability and to monitor the COVID-19 and respiratory virus risk indexes. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF, FM 92.7, Trent Radio, here in Peterborough, Ngoujee Wanong.